This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
There you go. It is Thursday, y'all. Let's get this thing going with a little chant that we do. And if you know it, please chant along in your car. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep.
One more sleep. Yeah, man. One more sleep. As we start off this Thursday show, You just got to go to bed one more time. Wake up. Boom. Friday. It's amazing. We always start with you. 6 o'clock club. That's anybody in Maryland that's awake first thing in the morning. You get a little extra credit for being here. A little love. It's a very small group, but damn it, we're loyal. 410-583-1065. Text us and then we can give you a shout out.
Veronica is here. Happy early birthday to you. We got Lori, our kinder care ladies, Karen and Amber. Good morning. Jess R. from Westminster. Kenny from PA. Rockin' Rob is with us. John the Annapolis locator. Terrence, beautiful Beverly. Clever Kevin, good morning. Shout out to him for winning Mega Prize Minute yesterday. Lou and Glen Burnie is with us. Stephanie Lynn, Christine, Elusive Eliza, Kelly and Art in New Windsor. One more sleep. Crystal in Northeast is with us. Big Energy Lisa in Westminster. Good morning. Kathy in Parkville. Grace in White Marsh. Rhonda in Pasadena. Cheryl, Stacy in Port Deposit. Mama S from Churchville. And thank you to everyone who's wishing us a happy early Thanksgiving,
Very
too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, today will be our last live show before Thanksgiving. We are taking tomorrow and all of next week off. And I swear, if Johnny E, 6 o'clock club, or Johnny E sends me one message saying, oh, another vacation.
I know.
Yeah, we're taking another vacation, okay? Jess, what are your plans for the next couple of days?
Well, Johnny E, I'm literally hopping on a plane the minute I get off the mic. Garage Boy and I are flying home today after the show. And we're going to do an early Thanksgiving with my family because we're actually going to be back in Maryland for Thanksgiving. But we're just doing a Thanksgiving / mom's birthday / also attending a wedding.
I know mom's birthday too.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So
Stockton, California for us.
Shout out California. I'll be heading down to Tulum, Mexico as of tomorrow. I decided if Jessica can take a day off too, I will too. Why not?
Yeah.
So heading down there, coming back on Thanksgiving. I'll be in Baltimore Thanksgiving night through Black Friday. Black Friday is my favorite holiday, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to do some shopping.
I'm going to shop so much, man. I'm so excited for this. Okay, well, let's do this really quick because I think we start this show off with a little bit of gratitude.
Oh.
Jess and I are challenging ourselves with a project we're calling 30 Days of Thankful. And I'd like to combine our thankfulness today, Jess, and I think you'll be able to appreciate this. We didn't plan this out, but go with me here.
Okay.
This is called improvisation, Jessica.
Here we go.
So we're challenging ourselves every day in the month of November to think of just one thing that we're thankful for and like bring it to the surface. And we're hoping that you'll do the same things. We've learned that a daily gratitude practice can change your life, right?
Right. It's scientifically proven just to better your health mentally, emotionally, physically. So I think taking the time, and everyone always tells you, do you have a gratitude journal? Do you say what you're thankful for every day? Most of the time you don't.
Yeah.
But we're trying to make you do that through the month of November.
I can tell you all things I'm not thankful for. How about that? Okay.
Right?
I'm really good at that.
You typically do that way more.
Everything drives me crazy. I can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So like one thing this morning, just literally 6 o'clock club. Take a second. What are you thankful for? Put it in your brain. Lock it in. I'd like to do a combined one today.
Okay.
And I think you'll agree. So friggin' thankful for the 6 o'clock club.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we stopped down enough to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when we first got here, the whole city was against us.
Yes.
And
this is not even dramatic. Like,
no,
literally, nobody liked us.
Not one person.
At all.
And we got so many nasty comments, calls,
emails.
Yeah. Screw those guys.
Facebook comments.
We hate them.
DMs. Go back home. Go back to where you came from.
And for some reason, we found this little glimpse of hope at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was this group of people that for some reason had this supportive nature behind them.
And for whatever reason, you were inclined to give us a chance.
Yeah.
Just a little sliver of like, let's see what you guys are about.
And there's no radio show in the history of Mix 106.5 or anywhere else that's started to build their morning show around the 6 o'clock first break.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we did. We came to you and we're like, hey, y'all, listen, we're like fish out of water right now. Nobody likes this. Please help us.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, and the messiest part of the show, too, I'd say, the 6 o'clock hour.
This is the worst.
Yeah.
This is by far the worst time of the show, which makes it the best time. There's like no planning, no preparation. But like, y'all just accept us. We're so thankful for that. And I don't know if we say it enough, but thank you. Thank you, 6 o'clock club, for showing up every morning to text. You know, we can see Greg and Gina's text message. This is not, by the way, this is not a flex.
Why you always?
This is not a flex.
Why?
But I'm just
saying. We're trying to be thankful. Why you gotta flex? You are flexing.
Okay, how about this? Other stations.
Because he checks other stations' text messages. Ours are by far better, but it's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying.
We didn't need to mention that.
A lot of loyal people to show up first thing in the morning. We're very thankful.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Senate is closing in on a very historic legislation that would codify same-sex and interracial marriage as a right. The first hurdle passed yesterday when the Senate voted to move the bill forward, and now measures are on track to pass the bill as early as today. The House is on track to pass the same legislation, making it both likely will soon be law, with the final vote being probably sometime this week or later this month, and President Biden has already been encouraging Congress to quickly send the bill to his desk where he will sign it.
Sorry it took 2022 years to get that right, but
yeah.
Sounds like we're making good progress.
Number two.
In a recent poll on Thanksgiving foods, a one must go survey was conducted to see what Thanksgiving dishes Marylanders prefer over the other this year and what they would be willing to give up. So if one had to go, the poll found that between stuffing and mashed potatoes, 62% of people in Maryland would drop stuffing. Only 38% of people would give up mashed potatoes. Kramer and I hate stuffing, so we're probably part of that 62%.
It just seems unnecessary. Bread is not meant to be made wet.
It's nasty.
I don't know who thought of that idea. Mm-hmm. I feel like somebody screwed up one time, and then the rest of the family didn't want to make the person feel bad. So they're like, oh, God, this is so good.
Yeah.
And then it's just become a thing.
Apple. Number one.
Sorry.
I guess this one is like the most shocking of all. Between sweet potato casserole versus green bean casserole, 58% of people in Maryland would drop the sweet potato casserole.
That's not right. Don't like that one.
Number one.
Okay, Jimmy Fallon is not dead. So apparently, for whatever reason, rumors about Jimmy's death started trending on Twitter yesterday with the hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon. And this is not true. The 48-year-old entertainer is alive and well. But it's gotten so bad to the point where Jimmy tweeted Elon directly and asked him if he could do something about it. Musk later replied, "Fix what?" Then adding, "How do we know you're not an alien body snatcher pretending to be Jimmy? Say something that only the real Jimmy would say." In other Elon news, Musk is demanding that Twitter employees commit to long hours or leave. The social media platform's new CEO sent a company-wide email yesterday saying that if employees did not consent to intense working conditions, then they would receive 3 months of severance.
I think Twitter is going to become the messiest thing.
How can you get that kind of email from your CEO and then see him messing around and telling Jimmy, asking if he's an alien person, blah, blah, blah?
I think this is going to be one of very few stories we talk about when it comes to Twitter. The end of this year and the beginning of next. I just think it's going to become a messy, messy place, you know?
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
So, no, on this last show, we're taking everybody down with us. I promise you, this is going to cause so much drama. And listen, if we're going down, you're going down. But I think as a 6 o'clock club, it would be nice to take credit for this. Let me explain. We found out that our sister station, today's 101.9, at 9 a.m. this morning is going to go continuous Christmas music.
Do they know we're doing this?
No.
Okay.
I didn't ask. I didn't want to.
Okay.
Because I know they'd say no.
No, that's fine.
There's some type of braggadocious right, and I don't even know what it is, some weird radio ego thing, to see who can be the first radio station in a city to play the first Christmas song of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, today's 101.9 has been that station.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I wonder what would happen, since we have this little bit of information now, that they're going to be going all Christmas at 9.
The time.
What if we, for the very first time in history of Baltimore, played the first Christmas song just to like...
Just to do
just
it.
Just stunt.
Yeah.
Just to stunt on them.
I mean, I also have been requesting and pushing for Christmas music since October.
So that's true.
I just feel like it's only right.
If Jess was the only person in the studio, you'd have been listening to Christmas music on the 4th of July.
Absolutely. Once a day, at least.
You think they'll be mad if we do this?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor, and please take note of this. And if anybody ever brings this up, who played the very first Christmas song in Baltimore for the whole entire year?
3 hours earlier than anybody else?
It's Kramer and Jess, baby. It's Kramer and Jess. I turned to Jess and I said, okay, we can pick any first song to be the first song for the holidays. What is it?
Obviously, it has to be Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, NSYNC.
We have done this. It's going to make them so mad. The first Christmas song of the year on your radio in Baltimore. We have done it. The very first holiday song of the year is played on Mix 106.5 this year. We did it. We took the title. I will give them some love because they do take the credit for the Christmas station. Today, 9 o'clock, our friends over at Today's 101.9 go all Christmas. You want some holiday nostalgia? 32 years ago, one of your favorite holiday movies came out.
Aww.
And I promise you, if you give me a second, it's just going to make you feel holly, jolly, and nostalgic all in one break, okay? This is called Throwback Thursday. All we do is we take the number one songs from Maryland in previous years. It'll take you back to a certain moment in your life, I guarantee you. We'll look at those, and then we'll take you to a moment in pop culture history today, being that movie. Let's start with 2015. The number one song in Maryland today would have been Adele and Hello.
Hello from the other side.
Do you remember your first time hearing this song?
Yeah, so I'm still sad from that time.
I do.
I don't think I've really recovered.
It's like imprinted in my brain.
Yeah, you'll never get over it. Such a good song. All right, 5 years before that, the number one song in Maryland today, different vibe, Kesha. And we are who we are. I wish Kesha had more respect.
Yeah, Kesha's like, super fun live, by the way. She's awesome. Like,
Kesha's just, we just didn't really hold on to her music. She got bashed so hard by the music industry that it was kind of like, meh. But there's so many hits. Like, it's just one of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, we just love this time period with her. All right, 11 years before that, the number one song you would have been listening to on Mix 106.5 here in Baltimore would have been Lauryn Hill and That Thing.
And shout out to her for coming here, too, over the summer with the races.
Cool, right?
That was awesome this year.
You know what's funny about songs from previous years that I've noticed by doing this segment now for like 2 years is... Number one songs lasted so much longer. We could have the same number one song for like months.
Yeah.
Where today's modern age, it's like, here's Zebra Safari.
We're still
like,
listen to this song.
Yeah. Classic. All right. 32 years ago, as of yesterday, there was a movie that just set all kind of records. It's become one of your holiday classics, and it got released in Maryland by the name of Home Alone. Remember little Macaulay Culkin? Cute little guy. Is this a fun one for you, Home Alone?
It's all right. It's all right.
Too young for it, you think?
I think I was just like...
For 80s babies, like, this was our movie.
Yeah.
We love this.
It's cute. Yeah.
Home Alone was...
I was like, why would they leave him by himself?
It was a perfect movie for kids of the era because kidnapping was the fear in the 80s.
Okay.
Like, our biggest fear back in the day, we didn't have things like wars in Ukraine going on. We didn't have all this other nonsense. Our biggest fear was getting kidnapped.
Okay.
And they made a movie for us. It was basically like the Taken, today's modern day Taken movie.
So your blueprint on what to do if something went down at the house, basically?
This was it. We were pumped. Okay. We knew exactly what to do. We just got to set up a bunch of traps.
Yeah.
And we are safe. This movie topped the box office. Make $17 million, which back then now for inflation, that's probably $1 billion. All right.
Okay.
It was the number one movie for 12 full weeks, and then it remained in the top 10 until June the following year.
Wow.
This movie was so big, it actually set a Guinness record of being the highest grossing live action comedy ever domestically. That was held for 27 years. That's how big this movie was. There's only one movie to beat it out. The Chinese blockbuster Never Say Die knocked it out in 2017. But before 2017, this was the highest grossing live action comedy ever.
And when did it come out?
I should have this. I just wrote down 32 years ago. Somebody did the math on that.
Okay. At some point in the 80s.
It was 1990. Easy math. Yeah, 1990 was when it came out. Now, fun fact about this movie, for those that it's near and dear to your heart. There's a doctor a couple of years ago that said, I wonder if somebody really set up that last trap that Kevin McAllister did. Like, would the robbers really be able to survive that?
Mm-hmm.
She broke it down. She said the iron would have caused a blowout fracture.
Yeah.
It would have led serious disfigurement and debilitating double vision if not repaired properly, okay? They're not just going to pop up and be like,
and
move on. And remember the blowtorch scene?
Yes.
She said the skin and bone tissue on Harry's skull would likely need to be repaired, and if not, it would have rotted off his skull.
Ew.
And essentially would have just died off and would have most likely needed a transplant, okay? Mm-hmm. So when these robbers just popped up, moved on with their married life, it's not reality, folks. And there you go. Just ruined one of your favorite childhood movies for you today on Throwback Thursday. Okay, we're going to pay for somebody's Thanksgiving dinner right now. I feel like you hate this idea, by the way.
No, I don't. I think I'm just nervous. That's all.
It's new, okay? This is untested radio territory, and I understand that. Now, this is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. If you're ever on TikTok, I'm sure by now you've seen one of these videos where they go up to somebody on the street and they said, hey, here's a dollar. Would you like to keep this dollar or would you like to double it and give it to the next person?
Yeah, right? So pay it forward.
Yeah. And the person usually with $1, they're like, oh, yeah, you double it and give it to the next person. They go to the next person. Would you like $2 or do you want to double it?
Mm-hmm.
And give it to the next person. It goes on and on. You're kind of waiting to see
how far kindness can go.
Yeah. Or, I mean, hell, I would be honest. Like, if somebody came up to me and was like, do you want $60 or do you want to pass it? I think I'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like $60, you kidding me? That's amazing. So I kind of want to do the same concept right here in Maryland, but for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, because Thanksgiving dinner this year, y'all, I forget, we could go over stats. Butter is up like 4,000%.
Yeah, stuffing is up by 69%. That is a real stat. The butter thing, I don't know where he got that
eggs,
from.
Eggs are up 4 million percent. One egg now is $36. Yeah. We don't understand. It's just going to be super expensive. One yolk.
It's crazy.
So I have this really dumb concept, and this may not work. Here's what I want to do. I want you to start calling us right now. Our phone number is 410-583-1065. I almost feel like this needs like dramatic music because I don't know how high this is going to get.
What?
You know what I mean? Are you not nervous like a little bit to see where this is going
to
go?
No, I'm nervous, but this is supposed to be lighthearted and thankful. So if you're about to play like scary game music, that's going to ruin it for me.
All right.
Who wants to pass on the dollar? You know what I mean?
You call us up right now, okay? And if you get through, you're obviously going to be in the queue, but you don't know when we're going to pick up the phone to go to your dollar amount, right? So you have no idea where you're going to be in this game. When we go to you, you're going to have the chance to decide, do you want to keep the current dollar amount for your Thanksgiving dinner?
Or do you want to double it and help somebody else?
Now, I'm going to put a disclaimer in here. At some point, I'm going to have to draw the line because I am funding this one, okay? I personally, Steve Kramer, is coming out of my wallet. So let's get people on the phone. 410-583-1065. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're a first person in the very ill-named Thanksgiving Take It or Pass It. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, by the way?
I'm going to California.
Oh,
ooh,
nice.
Okay, girl, hey. Okay.
Well, as the first person, we're going to ask you. We have $1 to start this with. Would you like to keep this $1 for yourself? Or would you like to double it and pass it to the next person?
How bad would it be if I said keep it? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, it's your dollar. It's your dollar.
Jenny, you can totally keep the dollar if you want to keep
California
it.
California prices are expensive.
Yeah, that'll get you less than 1 cent of gas in California.
No kidding. We can double it. Pass it up forward.
Very nice. Happy Thanksgiving. Have fun in California.
Jenny. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bye-bye. All right, next person that called in was number two. Who is this?
This is Miss Louise in Baltimore.
Hello, Miss Louise.
Hello.
Louise, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Supposed to go to my niece's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, we have $2 to go towards Thanksgiving dinner. Would you like to keep that $2, or do you want to double it and give it to the next person?
Oh, I would like to double it and give it to the next person.
There it goes.
Oh, thank you, Miss Louise.
Miss Louise, thank we go you. To the next person. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
I feel like I should just stop it right here. I'm so cheap. I'm like, okay, $4? Take it. All right. Who's next? This is caller number four. This is Awesome Amy. Awesome Amy.
Hello.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I am hosting Thanksgiving for the first time.
Oh, hey, fun.
$4 could go a long way. So that's
or
where,
it could buy you maybe a glass of something. I feel like you might need a little glass of something.
One glass of wine. So do you want to keep the $4 that we're at, or do you want to double it and pass it to the next person?
I will double it and pass it to the next person.
That's very generous.
Thank you, Awesome Amy. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
You too, guys.
We'll go now to caller number one was next. Who is this?
This is Trisha in Easton.
Hello, Trisha.
Hello.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm actually going to Ohio to see my daughter and my parents.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, how nice.
All right, well, we get $8 to go towards your Thanksgiving dinner. Do you want to keep it or pass it to the next person? And double it,
I would absolutely like to pass it to the next person.
Very nice of you. So generous.
Thank you, Trisha.
Of course. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
All right. Next was caller number five. This is who?
Wanda in Essex.
Wanda, good morning.
Good morning.
We got $16 to go towards your Thanksgiving. What are you doing?
I'm passing it.
Oh, well, she's like, I don't care what I'm doing. It doesn't matter.
Thank
okay.
you, Wanda.
Then we're going to double that, and we're at $32. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. This is caller number six. This is Shannon from Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, by the way?
I'm actually seeing my family for the first time in a couple of years. They're coming into Baltimore.
Well, that's
oh my
lovely.
Goodness.
$32 could go a long way. Do you want to keep this money for yourself? Listen, hey, $32, man, mm-hmm. that could really help for Thanksgiving. Or do you want to double it and pass it to the next person?
I am going to double it and pass it to the next person.
So aww. Generous of you, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so happy for you guys. Have so much fun with your family.
Thank you.
Andrew from Towson.
How are you guys?
Dude, we're doing so well. How are you?
Oh, man, it's a good day out here.
We got $64 right now that can go towards your Thanksgiving dinner. Or if you want to pass it on, we'll double that and give it to the next person. What are you thinking?
That would be a big deal. I better check with the boss. It's Sylvia and Elon. What are we doing?
To the next person and doubling it.
That's
all right. Sure, we're passing it to the next person and doubling it.
Very nice of you
thank
guys.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great one, you guys.
You too. See ya. All right. So now we're at, what's, 128? Yo, I don't think I can go much higher than this. I didn't expect it to get this high.
But also, how awesome is it? All of our neighbors just kind of coming together and wanting to pay it forward.
I can't believe it went this high.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody's going to stop at $30. Let me see. I think we're just going to have to give it to her. Next person calling. This is Taylor from Laurel. Taylor. Hello,
hi.
Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so here's the deal. I got to be completely honest with you. We didn't plan for this to go much higher than about maybe $30, possibly $60. Okay. Right now, you've got $128 that seven of your neighbors before you have passed to you. Okay. What what would you do in this situation? That's $128. Would you keep that or would you pass it on to the next person and double it?
I'm going to pass it on to the next person and double it.
You're not going to, though, because so, I can't go any higher than this.
Yeah, Kramer's stopping it.
I got to be honest, y'all. I can't go any higher than $128. So we're going to do that. Because of your generous neighbors in the state of Maryland.
And because you had an intention to pass it along to your next neighbor.
I think you totally deserve this.
And because Kramer thought we were only going to go up to $64, are going to stop at $128 for Thanksgiving
Why
dinner.
Why are y'all so generous? Did you expect it to go this high? I expected literally three people in, we're going to be done.
Yeah.
I would take that money and run.
I honestly thought Jenny was going to take the $1 and just, just leave.
Taylor, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to North Carolina to visit my family.
Well, there you go. How about some gas money to help out?
Yeah, that would be great.
Can I prove to you really quick why Maryland is the absolute best state in the whole entire country? Our phones are flooded right now. And I was thinking, oh, people must be calling in because they want to play this little game we played a couple seconds ago. We poorly titled it Thanksgiving Take It or Pass It, where you could take a dollar amount that we had.
Mm-hmm. Or double it and give it to your neighbor for Thanksgiving.
Let me just grab one of these lines. Bella, what's going on? What are you thinking?
I want to match your $124 and I want to do it again.
You want to keep this going?
Or we can find someone else to give it away to.
You want to keep this going?
I want to keep it going. Send me your Venmo, your Cash App. I'll send you the money, and I'm going to do it again.
Hey, you know what?
Or we can find a family, and I'll buy all their groceries.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. What is your name?
This is Bella.
Bella, sorry. Yeah, so that's literally the nicest thing. It's not just you. There's literally, the phones are loaded right now.
Yeah, so many people want to continue helping everybody out, and it's such a really special thing to see.
Text from the 443. What's your Venmo? I want to contribute to your kindness this morning. Another text from the 443. I'll Venmo you $20 for it. Text from the 410. Can we donate money to your cause to help raise more funds for future meals? I just got a message on Instagram from Annie. Annie said, I tried to find your Venmo to help with the cost of this, but could only find Jess. Also, that's so creepy. It's a little creepy.
It's not creepy. I just think it's sweet how everyone is trying their best just to help somebody out.
Just to make somebody's day. People that you don't even know.
Yeah.
In this Thanksgiving season, man, like, you know, we say people, oh man, this person's that. People are so bad. I don't think so. I think people are inherently good, and this is like a reminder. Okay, so with this concept, because people are like, I can't keep it going right now. I don't have it takes too many bells and whistles to figure out how to make this work. What if we could do this again, but do it for like holiday presents for somebody?
Yeah, maybe, for Christmas time.
Again, I got to ask legal how this works. You know how it goes. When you got a corporation involved. I don't know how it's going to do. But what if we put together like a giant sum of money, and then one day we just came on here and just started blowing up this prize. Bigger and bigger and bigger. Who's going to keep it going? Going to double it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll work on that. Thank you. This made me feel really good this morning.
And just thank you to every single person that's still calling in, trying to help out. Happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Student loan default rates might spike if President Biden's debt forgiveness plan is blocked. An Education Department official said in a court filing, the U.S. could see a historically large increase in the amount of federal student loan delinquency and defaults as a result of the pandemic. The administration stopped accepting applications for the program after a federal judge in Texas struck it down. So that is the latest update with that.
How you feel about that?
I'm bummed. I'm real nervous. And I get it. It's like now everyone's going to to try to defer them again. So
of course.
We'll see what happens.
How are you? How much student debt do you think you have at this point?
A little over $20,000 for me.
God. That would have been real nice just to see it kind of.
Yeah.
That's such a bummer.
Number two.
The American Farm Bureau Federation just put out its annual Thanksgiving report, and it says the average dinner for 10 will cost $65.04 this year. That's up $10.74 or 20% from last year's average of $53.31. That comes out less than $6.50 a person. The centerpiece of most Thanksgiving tables is the turkey, which is going to be the most expensive item this year at $28.96 for a 16-pound bird. But the biggest price jump this year is for stuffing at $3.88, which is up 69%.
I call BS. $6.50 a person? Doesn't that sound extremely low for all the kind of foods that people bring in?
Well, I think it also depends, like, what store are you going to? One,
it's
because
true.
Not all grocery stores cost the same. And also, they haven't changed the list of items since, like, the 80s from when they actually started doing this. So this is, like, a very basic, like, cranberry sauce, two pies, dinner rolls, milk, sweet potatoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like the bare minimum, $64 for a whole meal.
Will you text us right now? What do you, I mean, some of you guys have already done. I know we've got like a week till Thanksgiving, but some of you guys have already done some of your shopping. How much have you spent or how much do you plan on spending? Does $64 sound right to you? Because that sounds extremely low.
Number one.
Disney World has announced a price hike on tickets for the second time in a year. Right now, one day, one park tickets are between $109 and $159, depending on demand. But starting December 8th, three out of four Orlando Disney parks will be more expensive to visit, with the one-day ticket to Magic Kingdom costing between $124 and $189, which is increasing by more than 12%. That doesn't even include the multi-day tickets that are also increasing, and they have not shared the specific prices for those increases as well.
All right. As a Disney adult, do you want to try to defend this, Jess?
I don't want to defend it. It's breaking my heart. I hate it. I literally hate it. It's not fair. And they are making it so much harder on families.
And listen, I wish it stopped at just the ticket price.
I know.
I wish that was all of your expenses.
But it's not.
You're flying down to Orlando.
But twice in one year.
Or like, you're driving. Like, okay, so you're doing that. Now, if you want to even, like, ride the rides more than, like, three during a day, you've got to get the Genie Pass.
Yeah.
Then on top of the Genie, which is, what, $20, I think?
I think so.
On top of that, some rides you now have to pay $20 more.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay parking.
That doesn't even include the churro and the turkey leg.
Yo, food, they know they got you on food. You're paying. I mean, I just don't know how it's done. Like, where does the money, where does it reside, you know?
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous. So what is this quote-unquote crazy idea you have going through your head this morning?
So I'm wondering if I should tell my girlfriend that my grandparents are racist.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the situation?
So my girlfriend is she's a person of color, and, you know, I've dated outside my race before that my family's met, but my immediate family, but not my grandparents. And my grandparents are old thinkers. They don't have a whole lot of interaction with people that aren't white, and they grew up during a different time, and they're pretty old. They're like in their late 80s, early 90s, and they're just not really that open-minded.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
yeah.
trying to say this as nice as I can, but they're kind of racist.
Yeah. I mean, is it bad enough to where you think they would actually say something?
So I don't think that they would say something like hurtful knowingly, but just knowing that they're, you know, where their heads are at, I'm afraid that they may say something, you know what I mean?
Just comments and not even, it might not be directly to
like
her,
kinda,
but inappropriate nonetheless.
You know, ignorant comments.
Well, that's a weird conversation, I guess, to have to have in the first place. And how, I'm sorry, how long have you guys been dating?
A year and a quarter, kind of. Not quite a year and a half.
Wait, so what do you mean that you haven't told her yet?
Well, I haven't told her that my grandparents are racist. I haven't said that. So I haven't I don't know if I should warn her that, you know. So initially I wasn't going to say anything, but then my brother was like, yeah, you should give her a heads up.
Damn. God, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. You know, so what's going through your head? Where's your brain?
I kind of think maybe it's not a bad idea to tell her, but then again, I don't want to add to her stress and anxiety with meeting these people for the first time. I don't want that to be on her mind constantly and her to be worrying about that and treat them any differently and not be herself.
And this is the first time that she's met your grandparents or everybody?
This is the first time she's meeting everybody.
Okay. Damn, man. All right. This is what we do with this segment. So, Anonymous says, I'm dating a woman of a different race, and I, unfortunately, my grandparents are racist, and I'm kind of scared of what might pop out of their mouth at Thanksgiving. Do I need to, like, give her a heads up, or is that just going to add an uncomfortable layer in the first place, you know? 410-583-1065. Do we tell him to go for it? Does he need to tell her, or do we talk him out of it? Jess?
You better tell her right now. There's zero doubt in my mind of whether you should tell her or not, because what's really messed up is to send someone in a very uncomfortable situation and them not being prepared for it. That feels isolating, and especially if she's going to be in an environment where you're going to be the only person that she knows. And then you don't know how she's going to react. So what if she has a reaction there in front of everybody? And I also think that you need to let your grandparents know. And I get that you may not be able to control everything that they say, but you should also set the tone of it needs to be respectful.
Yeah, we've had so many conversations and yeah, I just feel like something's going to pop out of their mouth at some point during dinner.
To be fair, I don't know the right way to do this. I'll argue the other side, though, because I do get your point of, now imagine, I mean, we've got a whole family here. If she wants to be part of this family, there's going to be two members just don't like you. They're very prejudiced. To almost set the scene to be extremely uncomfortable. And obviously, I don't know your grandparents. I don't think they would say something stupid like that.
Not on purpose or something that they don't think is a big deal, but could mean and be very hurtful to somebody else.
What do you think? 410-583-1065. Anonymous says, my grandparents are racist. I'm dating a girl that's not white. Do I need to give her a heads up before everybody's together on Thanksgiving? Ashley in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning. Do we need to tell him to tell her ahead of time, or the grandparents are racist, or do we talk him out of it?
I think you guys should tell him to say it. He's not his grandparents. It's not his fault that, you know, his grandparents is that way. Some people are still stuck in their ways of certain things. And just speaking from outside experience, my aunt, of course, is black, and her husband is white, and they've been together for 10 years. Uh-huh. And my aunt is originally from West Virginia. In certain part of West Virginia, some people are still racist.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, long story short, my aunt, you know, military background, grandparents military, and her husband's family was not, you know, accustomed to it. They did not agree. But at the end of the day, I feel like they've been dating for, I believe he said, a year and a half. He respects her. He loves her. Give her a heads up. I would, you know, rather have a heads up than go into a situation blindsided. So that way she can just, you know, breathe, relax, and just know what to expect.
Yes.
Okay, so again, I'm playing devil's advocate here because I'm trying to think of both sides. But my fear is he says something and then I just think in that situation, my guard would instantly go up. Like, yeah. I would feel so uncomfortable walking into that house knowing how these people feel about me already.
But your guard needs to be up, and it doesn't need to be up in a mean way, but it needs to be up in a protective way so you don't walk in there and you're not prepared at all for what's about to hit you in the face.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree, because I would hate to be in that situation.
Okay.
And, you know, I wouldn't know what to do. So I think you guys should definitely talk him into just giving her his up.
Okay, perfect.
Know? I think she deserves that.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good one.
You too. 410-583-1065. This is Alicia from Abingdon. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, guys.
Do we tell him to go for it? Does he need to give her a heads up that his grandparents are racist? Or is that just going to make things awkwardly uncomfortable ahead of time?
No, absolutely.
absolutely give her a heads up. Mm-hmm. So I myself am also in an interracial relationship. So I would feel 100% blindsided if my partner, for me, it's 4 years at this point, I meet his grandparents for the first time, and they drop the N-bomb or say something super off-color,
right.
And I have to then look at them sideways for the rest of the day.
Okay, now, hang on. Let me ask a question really quick. As an ignorant white person, do we really think that the grandparents would, like, say something as terrible as that at Thanksgiving?
I would hope not, but, you know, depending on where they're from, it just may be part of how they grew up.
Right, and God. I mean, maybe not the N-word outright, but also jokes and comments that they may not seem
so?
As inappropriate or disgusting.
She's in the room?
Yeah, because some people who are that way, that is the issue here. People who are that way don't see it as a problem, which is the problem.
Absolutely, and they don't think twice about it. It's just how they grew up, the people they're around, if they don't get to experience love, diversity,
okay.
And they don't know that that's something that's going to be offensive.
And if there aren't people surrounding them that are stopping them from behaving that way, then they're obviously going to continue to behave that way.
Iris in Baltimore, wait, you've kind of been in a similar spot before?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
So my husband, that's now my husband, he's mixed. I'm Spanish. My husband is mixed Spanish and black.
Uh-huh.
So he's more his features are more black. So as we dated, you know, as my mom, I always knew she was always racist. So my first boyfriend was black, and I knew how she treated him. So we didn't end up well. So when my husband came around, I was honest with him, and I told him, you know, before he met my parents, I told him they sweet, they nice, and all, but at the end, they still, you know, they got the racist in them.
Yeah.
So
right.
He, you know, I wanted him to know before moving forward, even though I'm not going to live with my parents or, you know, he's not living with them. So I just felt as though he needed it to know.
And so are you glad you did it that way? Are you glad you said something?
I did. It worked out for a couple of times, you know, for a few years. But recently we got married 3 years ago. They chose to go their way and let me go my way. Basically, they disowned me for the situation. So,
I hate that.
But for your life, though, for your relationship, was that what needed to happen for you guys to fully be happy without that outside, I guess, hate on you constantly?
Exactly. You know, things happen for a reason,
yeah.
and toxic is not a good place to be
there
anyway. So when a person is toxic to your relationship, you have to step up to the side.
Amen.
So.
Mm-hmm. See that? Thank you for calling us with that. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right.
410-583-1065. Kurt from Baltimore, you said you've got a perspective that no one's brought up yet. What's that?
Good morning. I sure do. I think it's disrespectful to both parties that he accept the invitation and go to Thanksgiving, knowing his grandparents are very racist. He should politely decline the invitation to go, and if they ask why, then be open with them and say, well, Granny and Gramps, I'm uncomfortable bringing her because she's, you know, white, and I don't want to have any family ruckus over Thanksgiving. And I also think it's disrespectful to the girlfriend to take her, telling her or not. I don't think that's fair to her.
What do you think, Jess? Does that sound right to you? Like, is that weird for him even to, like, show up to that situation?
I think I would like to give putting myself in this situation, I would like to give my grandparents an opportunity to change their behavior,
mm-hmm.
at least when it comes to me and my partner. I understand it's really hard to change someone's mindset that they've had for over decades. I understand that. But I do think if he were to have a conversation with them to let them know this is it, and if they're not willing to budge, then yeah, I wouldn't go.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Right. He let the grandparents know why he's not comfortable coming to Thanksgiving. And if they want to change their ways and open up and make this lady feel welcome, then great. But if not, it's disrespectful to try to make them change their ways of doing things.
Yeah, okay.
Even though it's not right, it's just, you got to be respectful to both, I think.
It's a good perspective. Thanks, Kurt.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Iris in Baltimore. Wait, you kind of been... Anonymous.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking after all this?
I'm leaning towards just giving her a heads up, but I'm not real sure.
Yeah, why are you on the fence?
Because, you know, like I said, I don't know that I'm going to be doing better than where, you know what I mean? I don't know that I'm going to be improving the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm so afraid I'm, you know, putting her in an uncomfortable situation, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got some time. I mean, you guys are actually meeting on Thanksgiving?
Right, yeah, early.
So, you know, I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but typically what we do is, because you do have time to think about this, there's no decision you need to make on the radio right now, but we always like to kind of check in on these situations and see how they go. What we don't want, though, is to set a precedent that we can't actually pay off. So we like to check in to talk to people and find out. Now, we're not going to be here next week because of Thanksgiving, so we're going to take a week off. Are you available or even interested in talking to us the Monday after Thanksgiving? So that would be the 28th.
Just so we can find out what happened and what you decided to do.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, like, if we set and we just need a commitment because sometimes people don't call back and it gets frustrating. So, 8:20 on Monday the 28th. Can you plan on giving us a ring back and let us know how the whole thing goes down?
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!